Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to social confidence. You know that feeling when you nail a presentation at work or ace a big audition? You're on cloud nine, right? But then, bam, the little voice in your head whispers, lucky break. They didn't really see how much of a fraud you are. Yeah, we've all been there. That sneaky gremlin is called imposter syndrome, and it can seriously sabotage your confidence and hold you back from reaching your full potential. But guess what? It's not invincible. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of imposter syndrome, busting its myths, and equipping you with the tools to build rock-solid self-trust. Get ready to unleash your inner badass. First things first, let's understand what this imposter syndrome beast is all about. It's basically a persistent feeling of inadequacy, despite evidence of your competence and success. You know, that nagging doubt that whispers you're not as smart, talented, or capable as others perceive you to be. Ever felt like you were winging it, even when things seemed to be going well? That's imposter syndrome whispering in your ear. It can manifest in different ways. You might downplay your achievements, fear failure, or constantly compare yourself to others, leaving you feeling perpetually stuck in a loop of self-doubt. But here's the game changer. Imposter syndrome is incredibly common. Seriously, even high achievers like CEOs and Nobel laureates experience these feelings sometimes. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means you're human. Now that we know what we're dealing with, let's talk about how to tackle it head on. Key takeaways. Recognize the patterns. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, especially when things are going well. Are you attributing success to luck or external factors? Are you quick to dismiss compliments or downplay your achievements? Identifying these patterns helps you start challenging those negative beliefs. Challenge your inner critic. Treat that little voice like a pesky mosquito. Swat it away. When it starts buzzing about how you're not good enough, ask yourself, what evidence supports this thought? Often, the answer is none. We tend to focus on our perceived flaws and ignore our strengths. Make a conscious effort to reframe negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Celebrate your wins. Seriously, celebrate them. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your hard work. Keep a journal of your successes. It's amazing how those small wins add up over time. Seek support. You don't have to navigate this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist about your feelings. Sharing your struggles can help you gain perspective and feel more supported. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Focus on growth. Embrace the learning process. Instead of fearing failure, view it as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Nobody masters everything overnight. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling that familiar flutter of anxiety. Your mind races with thoughts like, what if nobody wants to talk to me? Or, I'm going to sound stupid. But then, you remember the tools we discussed today. You challenge those negative thoughts, remind yourself of your strengths, and focus on making genuine connections. You strike up a conversation, learn something new, and feel a surge of confidence. You realize that imposter syndrome can't hold you back when you're actively choosing to believe in yourself. So, the next time those pesky imposter feelings creep in, remember. You are capable, worthy, and deserving of success. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward with confidence. This is a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, you've got this. Go out there and shine bright. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and share it with anyone who might benefit from these tips. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know your biggest takeaway or how you plan to tackle imposter syndrome in your own life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.